What's going on? And Brennan hits a solo shot of far.
Oh, yeah, you just didn't have anything in the chamber there, did you? You were like, it'll come to me. It'll come.
No, that is, every time I get hung up anymore, I feel like saying something just horrific. And I feel like, honestly, it'd just be comedic gold to just be in the middle of it and then stop like halfway through the word and then just cut over to that. Just,
yeah. Just Castellano like, hits another bomb. It's always that Phillies player who hits a fucking dick shot when something bad's going on.
It's the gift of baseball that I never knew it would give me.
Dude, you're just in your doctor's office, and he's like, Mr. Taylor, the test results are back in, and I'm afraid you have... And it's a fucking dick shot to the moon by Castellano!
Sorry.
It's just your doctor. And you're just hearing... he hit it to the moon!
I'm sorry, you have... long line drive!
And it's a fucking towering home run over left field.
And there's a long shot deep right by Castellano. It is out of here.
The police show up. Yes, sir, we found your dog. Apparently it's been... And it's been hit over the center field wall, Castellano!
And the school bus went over the... And it's a long shot!
Sometime you're just... One of these times you're going to be, you know... We're going to be waiting for like we're going to be driving. We'll pull up to a stoplight and we're going to see Nick Castellano standing at a bus stop with a bat. And we're going to be like, Castellano, what are you doing here? And he's like, just waiting. And then a car crash happens in front of us. And he's like, clack, and there's a home.
You know, you know what? Directors, if you're listening, the people that made Final Destination, make a just slapstick comedy. And every time something horrific's about to happen, just cut away to Castellano just dropping bombs.
He's the foreshadowing. He's just like there in a baseball uniform, like standing on the on deck circle. Yeah. And they're like, no. No, it's not that time. It's not my time.
Okay, yeah, exactly. You know, everybody in the world's like nervous because he gets up. He's coming up to bat, and he just goes, "I'm feeling it."
Yeah, dude. You know the scene in Final Destination? I don't remember which one it is, where the girls get caught in the tanning booths.
Yeah,
he's working the counter, but only they can see it's him, and he's got his batter's helmet on. He's like, "How long would you like your session to be?" She's like, "No." No, it's your time. He's dead.
Yeah.
Castellano's dead.
Tanning's free for the next 3.5 minutes.
Dude, him being death is really funny.
You're driving on the interstate. You look up, and the person driving the logging truck's Castellano.
Yes. Yeah. If you look up Vietnam War photos, you can see him in the background in the trees, just peeking out.
He's in the photos with Stalin.
Yeah. He's in the background when he's like, oh shit. Castellano was dropping dick during World War II, dude.
Dude, he got wood on every ball thrown his way.
And the Berlin Wall's coming down, but not before a shot from Castellano. Over the Berlin Wall.
This time traveling son of a gun.
Oh, that's fucking great, dude. Oh, that's fantastic. That would be the best way to avoid it, saying anything dumb. I'm gonna take that. That's whenever me and you are about to say something dumb, the other one just needs to just jump in. It's a long fly ball! Start doing that at family gatherings. It's just a really obnoxious signal.
That's the new play 'em off the stage.
Yeah. Yeah, when my award speech is just going a little too long. Hey, Castellano drops dick again.
The well-timed bomb.
That's great. Oh, man, sports are fantastic. There's something I wanted to talk to you about.
Well, sports aren't fantastic when they're 3.5 hours.
I disagree. That's the best. I get to get drunk outside, and it's fine.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why we golf, too, is because you can drink for 3.5 hours and
drive.
That's
just an excuse to be publicly intoxicated.
Yeah, so is a baseball game. What are you talking about?
Oh, well, fair enough.
You're just not doing baseball right, okay?
Okay.
It's about gobbling glizzies and pounding brewskis.
No, and I hate the fact... Dude, I don't know why, but I have such an aversion to the fact that people call them glizzy. It's a goddamn
hot dog. I do, too. It's
dog.
Just I knew it was going to probably bother you, so that's why I wanted to say it.
It's the thing that makes me feel the oldest when I'm like, these damn kids...
They say it because it's because they like a people like what is it? What is it when words that flow together nice because of the start with the same kind of beginning euphonics, phonics, euphonics,
ebonics.
No, that's what Tech Nine speaks. He talks about is that in the white Anglo-Saxon or ebonics? That's in a skit. That's one of my favorite things Tech Nine ever did in a little skit he did on an album. He goes, "Was that in the white Anglo-Saxon or ebonics?"
Dude, how you know what that would be? Instead of calling people crackers, I think that'd cut more and be like, "Shut up, you Anglo-Saxon."
You Anglo-Saxon. Shut up, you Saxon.
Yeah, it'd work.
I'm going to start calling all my honky friends that.
Honky. I haven't heard that for a while either.
I like it. But honky, I say that. I'll say that now and then to my friends just as a fun one. Shut up, honky. I don't even say it to all white people. I'll say it to anybody. And then they're like, what? It's such a fun, weird one. And like you say it playfully and dismissively, you know? It's like, shut up, honky. And we're demonetized on YouTube.
That's right.
YouTube's finally censoring white people slurs. I hope they don't. I hope we can just keep saying honky.
I'm pretty sure you're safe with that.
Yeah, probably. But what was but I think the reason people just I don't even know how Glizzy came about. But I'm pretty sure it caught on because it's like gobbling glizzies, right? Like that's just a two words start with a G. It fits. That's why. That's why it caught on. But it doesn't make sense. Like the glizzy has to come from something. Maybe it's like a brand of hot dog somewhere, and that's where it just caught on or something.
It's all stupid.
It is. I would agree.
I can't make myself ever refer to a hot dog as a glizzy.
Yeah, when wiener's right there, wiener's so much funnier to say. What are you eating, a wiener?
Chugging wieners?
See, you giggled. You couldn't even try to act like it's not funny.
No, because it's just
you
a funny
a wiener?
Thing. It's because I haven't evolved past fifth grade in my humor,
no,
okay?
Exactly. You wanted to. You tried to play it off. I saw it, and then you cracked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said wiener.
You said a wiener. But I wanted to talk about sports in general, speaking of us being old men and how things have changed and keeping along with the theme of the last six podcasts we've done.
What are you talking about?
Well, when we went to your daughter's track meet, which was cool to see her compete.
Nah, you capping.
You want to start wearing capris and crossing our legs so people know we're into it.
Let me wear my chino pants.
Yeah. Ugh. God, what a terrible fashion statement that is. I can't really talk, though. I've dressed the same way since eighth grade. Anyway. But when we were at the track meet, I noticed something, right? Because I haven't been around a lot of girls sports, right? Yeah. I really haven't. Like, we didn't have sisters. We had cousins, but none of them really played sports. So we never, like, were around women's sports growing up. And I couldn't help but notice. And you always knew it was true in the back of your head. But I didn't. Like, once you see it, you're like, wow, it really is different. And that's how coaches talk to female athletes versus how they talk to us as boys.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even notice this until you called it out.
Yeah, dude, I'm sitting there. It's because I got uncle brain. I really do. I have the worst. I turned into what I always made fun of about uncles, like conspiracy theories and like just saying weird stuff. But like, I just point out shit like, hey, you ever notice this?
Yeah. No, it's
because that one guy, the one coach was just they're waiting to like set up for like the 100 meter, I think is what that event they were setting up for. And they got like this row, like each team has their row of girls lined up. And, of course, they're all middle school girls, so they're just chatting with each other about God knows what. Probably nothing. But it just sounds like gym room chatter, you know, like a classroom chatter. Yeah. That's all you hear. And the coach is like, girls, come on. I need you to focus. Like, he's trying to be, like, very diplomatic about it.
Now, you say diplomatic.
Yeah.
I say he treats them like dogs. Now,
well, they have dog brains.
The reason being is they're like, hey, come on, get to the line. I'll give you a treat, and just kind of herd them over.
Look over here, Sephora.
Starbucks gift card.
Ooh. Look at the green cup.
When we throw the red one, the holiday, that means go. Yeah.
Dude, on the fucking track, like instead of a bunny for dogs, it's a fucking red Starbucks cup.
Chase it. It's a mocha frappuccino. Go. Extra whip.
No, but like they definitely are trying to be more encouraging. Because they know if you yell at these girls, they're going to have a negative experience and then quit track immediately. Like, for some reason, I don't know why, boys, we got fucking screamed at. And we were just, there was no, going to our parents and be like, I want to quit because the coach is mean. They're like, tough shit.
No, there's a difference in the mentality is because you go ahead and yell at dudes and the guys that are competitive, which are the ones playing sports, are going to be like, fuck you. I'm going to shut you up. I'm going to smoke everybody. Yeah. And then I'm going to come back to you and be like, true. What now? What are you saying? And then all of a sudden you can rib your coach a little bit.
That is true. Yeah. You gain the status of shit talking.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't even think about that because there was definitely coaches who yelled at me and I was like, you think I suck? I'm going to fucking prove you wrong.
Exactly.
It always comes from a prove you wrong standpoint. And there are girls who are athletes who have that. Your daughter kind of is one of them. She was so mad about something that happened in that meet.
Oh, that's right.
She was, and I was like, I turned to you and after she left because she had to go compete again in another race, and I go, damn, you didn't instill aggressiveness in her at all. I know you kind of tried to stay away. That's just in her. Like, she's just like, I'm so mad. They cost us the fucking race.
Yeah. So what ended up happening was the starter put her in the wrong lane, and it cost the significant time.
Yeah, significant time. Yeah.
And I've never seen – yeah, that was the most mad I've seen her in quite some time.
Yeah, she was so mad. And that's when I was like, oh, you're not going to quit on this sport. You actually, care, and you give a crap about it.
Yeah.
Which is nice to see because there's – you remember kids when you were in middle school sports, I remember there were kids who played on our middle school basketball team for the school, right? Because that's right when that transition happens where it stops being YMCA ball and then you play for the school.
Yeah.
And people didn't give a shit.
Bro.
They just joined to join.
I watched one of the girls jump over the first hurdle and tripped, moved to the side and just walked down, just gave up on the entire thing. I was like, God.
She Bruce Bannered it, just da-na-na-na.
Yeah, she looked like she was going to hitchhike. Someone want to carry me the rest of the way?
Damn. So you went to the first track practice and just saw someone give up?
That was during a meet.
Nope. Oh, that was a meet. Okay, that's understandable. I wouldn't run it either. I'd give up. Right, first meet, you're just like, nope. Hurdles, not for me.
Okay, you say that, but when you're in any sport, if I gave up on a play in football, my next practice is hell. I was doing hardy hell drills, having to zigzag for half the fucking practice.
Yeah, but they can't do that to the girls. There's no way they do that kind of same kind of
thing. Why not? They can't force them to run with full pads on till they throw up?
Water's cowards.
The worst.
Water's are getting blood off my uniform, and you don't bleed on my uniform.
I didn't even think about this, but I had a practice where it was so mean they wouldn't let us have any water because we were just shit during this first practice.
Right.
It was during two-a-days.
Yeah.
They gave us popsicles in the middle because it was hot. It was in the middle of summer because it was at the beginning of August before school. I've never thrown up so many colors.
You put it up
your ass. Oh, dude, I was throwing up red, white, and blue from those bomb pops.
Goddamn. You were having bomb pops?
Yeah, they gave us bomb pops.
That's hydrating and sugar rush in the same thing. See, you're consuming America, and that's all the nutrients you need.
Yeah, jeez, dude. I mean, I saw stars, not quite 50, but I saw some that day.
See, me and you played sports for so long into, like, college, which is a lot longer than a lot of other people. Did you ever have, like, a coach give you a crazy speech that you were just like, this seems, even though I'm in college, this shouldn't be said
dude,
in front of us?
Dude, I had some crazy speeches in high school football that are like, looking back.
High school? I forget you played high school.
They made no sense, and our team sucked. It was so bad. But this guy was given, it was Coach Hardy, who's our special coach, because Coach Z.
He's our special coach.
Dude, Coach Z.
He was like radio for our school.
Our head coach. His claim to fame was he went to Nebraska. Like, he played on Nebraska. Our team sucked.
I sniffed Scott Frost jockstrap. That's what I was at Nebraska.
Fun fact, it was actually framed behind him in a shadow box.
I stole that one night.
You can still smell success.
I have one. What was the coach's name? Fuck.
Who, Osborne?
Yeah, I have Osborne. I stole hair out of his fedora.
I got a Turkish implant. It didn't hold, though.
I was the guy who told that one running back to fucking hold up that gas station.
Yeah, dude, it was bad, though. It's bad when you get those coaches and your team sucks, but you get those impassioned speeches, and it means nothing.
Oh, yeah. They're just trying to fire you up. Honestly, that's a coach's open mic for when they have a successful team. They're just practicing speeches on you for when they actually have a good team.
Unfortunately, this was a bad open micer at Kill Tony.
Oh, man, just bombing.
Oh, it was the worst.
For a full minute.
Can you imagine being a bad team? Mm-hmm. And a speech revolving around Normandy is being spoke to you.
Honestly, that's the most fitting speech for a bad team. The guys at Normandy just got slaughtered when they hit the line.
Like, hey, guys, we're going to run against their line. I know they're all 100 pounds heavier than our line, and you're going to die. But
listen, I know the guys across the field have German ingenuity on their side. They've been created in a lab. They're basically the perfect specimen. But you're going to storm that beach.
He compared the quarterback to a bunker that we had to take out. It was imperative we got to the bunker the whole time. So you get back on from an offense, and I felt like four and out every time. And he'd be like, you guys got to get to the bunker as the defense is going out. And you're just like, what the fuck?
Man, that guy had consumed way too many World War II documentaries.
Yeah.
Dude, he's just at home, and instead of watching game film, actually trying to
figure out how to make it. He's just watching Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah. He's like, honey, I think I figured out the perfect pregame speech. Shouldn't you be watching last week's tape? That's useless. They couldn't complete a pass.
You know, thinking back on
this.
The homeless guy talking about the Cold War would have been more able to relate to us than fucking talking about Normandy to a bunch of high schoolers.
Let me tell you about Normandy. And Cassiano goes deep left field.
Oh, shit.
Cassiano, what are you doing in my high school football game? Just waiting for a slaughter to happen.
Oh, it was bad. We lost 45-3 in that game with that Normandy speech.
Right. Dude, one of my favorites. When I was in college, we had a coach, Coach Schmidt, and he gave this speech my first year at the school, and he walked. And it's like our game, first game of the year is next week. It's our last practice, and he comes up, and our head coach goes, "Okay, Coach Schmidt wants to say a couple words." And he comes up and he goes, "Fellas, there's a couple times in your life where you just gotta whip your fucking dick out, slap it on the table, and go, what the fuck?" And I remember him saying that and being like, are you telling us to fucking flash people in public? What the fuck are you talking about?
Did anybody ask him, be like, did you really like Braveheart that much?
I don't know, dude. But he was basically, you know, it's like basically showing people you got balls, right? Like, you should always, like, fucking go dick out, balls to the wall. It's basically what he was trying to get at. And there was a long version of the speech. But I just remember the beginning of that. Sometimes you got to flop your dick on the table and say, what the fuck?
Now today, our entrance music is AC/DC Balls.
Yeah, and I remember the first time I heard him say that, right? Okay, mm-hmm. I heard him say that speech, and then I come back the next year, right? So my junior year, because I transferred into the school, junior year comes around, season's getting ready to start, and our head coach goes, okay, Coach Schmidt's going to say a few words. He gave the same speech, and I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. He's doing the same routine every year, and that's
I know what it is. Mm-hmm. He's like, they lied to me. There is not life after castration. Boys, show your balls and keep them.
My wife said it. They only cut the part that makes it come. No, they took my balls.
She made me a damn eunuch.
That's why I chew constantly, because if I don't, I will lose my deep voice.
Yeah. I'm just gutting tobacco to keep the rasp.
Although I did learn from Coach Schmidt, one of the most helpful things I ever learned when it comes to chewing tobacco. If you're going to buy the actual leaf stuff, put a little bit of honey in there. Red Man and some honey is where it's fucking at.
Dude, I loved Red Man my freshman year of college. It was addicting as hell. Shit. But then your teeth turn the color of a 1800s prospector.
Yeah.
Like, it's horrific.
Yeah, dude. You look like you have fucking George Washington's teeth in their head.
It's so bad. They just dye them stone yellow, and you're just like, fuck.
Dude, I'll never forget, because, like, I would throw that in, especially I was a fucking bullpen catcher, so I wasn't playing. And you're not supposed to dip in any college sport, right? But like, baseball,
you're not dipping, you're
like,
chewing. Totally different.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to have tobacco on the field. We got serious talking to once the playoffs started for, like, the World Series. Because then it was like, nobody dip, because you will get kicked out of the game.
Yeah.
It was very serious. But, like, regular season is whatever. Like, everybody was fucking dipping. And I'll never forget, I threw in Red Man, and I had to go catch, warm up the pitcher, because the catcher got out last, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I run out there, and I got my fucking mask on, and I'm catching bullpen. And I spit on the ground, and you know, with Red Man, it's pure fucking black.
Yeah, it looks like it looks like you're just spitting tar.
Yeah, and I kick dirt over top of it, so hopefully the umpire doesn't see. And then, like, I spit again and kick it, and then he goes, are you fucking dipping right now? And I was like, no. I spit again, and it's just pure black. And he goes, hey, man, I don't care, but fucking you bring me a can next time you fucking come out here. I was like, okay. And then, sure shit, like a couple innings later, the catcher isn't getting his gear on fast enough or something, so I go out to warm up the field, and I bring up a can, and I slip it to him out of my back pocket. And we got calls the rest of the game. And that's how you bribe an umpire, everybody.
And that's how you get on Angel Hernandez's good side.
Yeah. Oh, is that pitch fucking 6 inches outside? Strike!
Oh, dude, it was 6 inches above the dirt. Steve Reich!
Yeah, dude, that's when I realized you could bribe
all these
umpires.
Yeah. Well, next thing you know, everybody's batting stance, they shift the box down to where Jeff Bagwell would hit. Just fucked up.
Exactly, dude. Yeah. But I just thought it was funny how I did really like how funny it was that the coaches definitely talked to the females different. I thought that was great.
It makes no sense to me how they do that.
I think it's funny. It's people who must have daughters, because I feel like if you had a son, like, you talk to her different than how you would talk to if you had a son, like your own daughter.
Yeah, I don't hit her.
So. But yeah, it's just a different thing. So I'm guessing a lot of these coaches must, like, it's one of two things. They either find it easier to coach girls because you don't have to scream at them, or it's because they have daughters and they've just learned how to talk to girls better than boys.
Or, well, I think part of it is I've never heard a guy tell a girl, big girls don't cry. I've heard that statement, but if you cry as a guy, I've had several, like, when you start tearing up, like, dude, you're a dude. don't fucking cry.
Yeah, we are not allowed to feel.
Are you panty? And that you learn from a young age to bottle up everything, and then everybody says you have anger issues later in life.
You go. If you have to cry, you walk into a dark room, don't turn on the lights, walk into a closet that's even darker, shut the door, and then you cry.
Yeah, you have those deep cries that look like you're having a seizure.
Yeah. You got your one cry sweater that you bury your face in.
Yeah, you sound like fucking Rocky while you're crying.
Yeah, and then you bury that deep in your hamper so nobody sees the cry marks because you can see them.
I would rather have you see a cum-stained pair of underwear than to see something where I cried into.
Yeah. Dude's, that's why, like, when people are like, man, that dude's crying is very ugly. I was like, yeah, because we don't know how to do it.
Normally, we just cry. Like, Instead of crying, we just masturbate.
Yeah, we've never learned how to cry properly. Like, girls, you ever notice how girls sometimes when they cry, they know how to, like, not cry and it doesn't mess up their makeup? It's because they've got to learn how to do it.
Well, they don't have to. Then they invented waterproof mascara. So it doesn't look like they're like swamp thing emerging out of the water.
Yeah, that was always, I always thought that was, it's not funny to see in person, but it's funny to see pictures online. You're like, you're sad. When you see it in public, you're like, oh, but online, you're like,
yeah, it's funny online.
This isn't real.
Dude, yeah, that is the closest I'll ever be to a shinobi ninja, is when you see somebody just bawling out randomly out in public, I want to be nowhere else more than right where I'm currently at if I'm seeing that.
If you see somebody break down in public.
It's like, I will be like, oh, I just lost a grandparent. Gotta go.
Yeah, that is funny. It is funny to see someone break down like that. I like when you see family squabbles in public. That's always fun.
Well, it's not fun anymore. You used to get to watch a show like, hey, that kid's going to get slapped around a little bit.
Yeah. Now everybody. Now I feel like parents text their kids.
They text them.
Yeah, like if they're acting out in public or they're being shitty.
I'm wanting to know, okay, now you got me thinking. Is there a breakup text between families like, hey, we're kicking you out. You're no longer wanted. It's not us. It's you.
I guarantee you there's a couple. I changed the
changed the locks. You can't come home. Locks
and the Amazon password.
I removed your Netflix account.
Yeah, there's definitely breakup texts for sure.
Sold your PlayStation.
I'm just saying, I guarantee if, like, a kid's acting up or being shitty, because you don't want to yell. People don't like yelling at people in public anymore, right? Especially at parents. I'm sure you don't want to yell. So, and all these kids have phones. You can't. I guarantee it happens more often than you think. Like, a dad or a mom via Snapchat or whatever. Honestly, that's a hilarious way to deal with your kids having a temper tantrum, is to Snapchat them. Like, take a picture of them fucking freaking out and then send it to them. See how stupid you look right now? That's what you fucking look. That's what I'm seeing. What you're putting out into the fucking world.
I love how you're like, you know what, parents, you can't hit your kids anymore, but you can bully them.
You can bully the fuck out of them. Just cyberbully them with Snapchat.
Oh, okay. I can't spank them anymore, but now I can just embarrass them. What'd you do with that? Well, they're throwing a fit, so I sent it to all their friends.
Yeah, I sent it to all their friends. I put a pineapple filter over them.
It's got the voice changer.
You're feeling me. I put the crying baby face thing over top of it, so it made them look even more ridiculous.
And when they came to apologize later, I put the old man filter on them.
That's a sick way to bully your kids, honestly. Listen, you can have your own Snapchat account, and I'll let you have two accounts. One where it's just you and your buddy, so I can't see all your stuff. Like, whatever. I still want you to be a kid, but I also get all your buddies, and I get to be able to send them stuff if you're acting like a dick.
See, I thought you were going to go a different direction and be like, I'll let you have two accounts, and one of my accounts is going to be a good cop. The other one's a bad cop. You'll know which one's coming from which.
That's actually a fun one, too. Good cop, bad cop, Snapchat. Good snap, bad snap.
Yeah, the bad snap just has all the incriminating evidence you could send everybody.
this is actually a really good parenting technique. I think this is something people should adapt.
Yeah, it really is.
As someone who's never raised a child, I think you guys have a really good idea.
You know, if you have a shitty kid, emotional blackmail might be the way to go.
Perfect. Dude, if you had, I mean, basically their friends turn into what calling Santa was as a kid.
Okay.
So you use, that's what you use the Snapchat for. Oh, you want to act like this? You want Marcus to see this? They're like, no, I don't want to see it.
Gotcha.
Now they're going to eat their vegetables. You just turned their friends into this new Santa Claus.
I think that's called Krampus.
Oh, okay. Dude, that honestly, I would have behaved so much more. Like, I was already, I feel like,
if you had German Christmas?
Yeah, no, if our parents would have threatened to let my friends know I was doing dumb shit.
Cause isn't
that's like,
isn't
that's
Krampus
horrifying.
German?
Yeah, it's German.
Yeah.
It's just a European thing, I think, actually.
Yeah.
It's in a lot of different cultures.
It's just interesting, but yes, I mean, if I was socially blackmailed, holy shit would I have straightened up.
Yeah, dude, if our parents would have gone full CIA ops on us,
I mean,
we got the dossier, and we'll send it to everybody.
Yeah,
No!
I mean, I got put in my own little miniature jail when I got grounded and they took away all electronics, even my boombox. I couldn't listen to shit.
See, that's Guantanamo, though.
No, minus the waterboarding.
That's not really controlling. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. It was like Guantanamo, they just locked you away, and like hopefully that they were hoping society would forget about you.
Yeah, they were
Whereas,
really hoping.
Like, this way, you're still letting them go out in the world, and they don't even know if somebody knows yet. You could even plant, dude. That's an emotional blackmail shit. Is be like, I've sent one of your friends, and I won't tell you who. All of your secrets, and now they're just paranoid that one of their friends knows everything.
And the kicker is, they're going to confess, and when they get home, they'll be like, oh, it was such a rough day, and be like, oh, I was just fucking with you, I didn't tell anybody anything. And like, oh, my God!
I was like, and they're all going to tell you, oh, well, your dad didn't talk to me at all. That's all, and that's what I told them to say.
Yeah.
Just like, dude, you could trick a fucking 14-year-old into believing that. You'd be like,
Yeah, easy.
I would have bought that hook, line, and sinker. fuck. Then that's how you convince a conspiracy theorist right there. That's how you make one right there.
I love how we're just enabling it. Basically, what we're saying is to have a good kid and employ government tactics.
Yeah, psychological torture. Hey, it's worked on the entire population of the U.S. Why can't it work for your family?
Yeah. Why do we need to worry about the macro when we could do micro?
Right,
just,
you know?
Your home domicile.
Listen, a good country starts in the home.
Yeah, with the nuclear family.
The nuclear family. And now and then you got to threaten nuclear launches on your own family.
Well, I mean, you got to get rid of those crazy extremists.
Oh, man. I'm going to make a terrible parent if I ever become one.
You know, I used to say that all the time, and it worked out all right.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm doing all right. Single dad, I'm doing okay.
Single dad, that's every girlfriend I've had threatened to, like, absolutely not. You can't do that. X, Y, and Z. That's the worst.
Yeah.
So
parenting by people who don't have kids at all and telling you how to raise your kids?
No, my daughter ixnaying them right away, and I'm like, oh cool, so basically what I need to do is move them in back. Well, they're already here, I can't do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny that she's ixnaying them.
It's a ixnay. I thought it was xnay.
I don't fucking know, dude. That's why my brain, like, kind of shorted out there. I don't know. Now I don't know what's real and what's not.
What is that even from?
I don't know.
Ixnay.
It's probably some fucking Roman shit. Like, you know what I mean?
It's where you depose,
like,
your leader through
shit,
multiple stabbings.
Know? Yes.
Death by a thousand
ixnay
cuts.
Ixnay the Caesar A.
Good call, Brutus.
I got something else I wanted to talk to you
about. All right.
This is a longer story, but I feel like this is a lot of fun.
Okay.
I went and did something I've never done before, but I enjoyed it more than I should have, which makes me complete garbage.
Mm-hmm.
The city of Grimes, which I live near, is having its pickup day.
Sponsored
day.
By Tinder.
Yeah. Do you know what a curb day is?
You guys are celebrating American History X?
I'm sure there was a couple people who thought that originally in Grimes, let me tell you. Some of the neighborhoods we went through. So what curb day is when people can set out big heaps of trash, basically. Like furniture.
Oh,
or
okay,
appliances,
okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? The curb day.
Where you set out stuff to throw and then other people come by and take it.
Yeah. So that's what me and my girlfriend were doing.
Taking it?
We were driving around looking for shit to take. See if we could find stuff.
Dude.
Honestly.
I love the fact that you found the homeless Amazon wish list and you're like, nah, I'm taking it.
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. this was their Black Friday and we were just like, the people who are wealthy get first dibs. Since we have vehicles and we can get to it faster, you can have the
Wade's
scraps.
Rolling through haggling with them, be like, I'm taking this. If you don't, hey, don't argue with me. I'll start rolling dice again. Your life's in jeopardy, motherfucker.
I brought a knife in case I had to fight people.
you just roll up with Michael Jackson's Bad plan. Like, who wants to step
back
up?
I say! This roll of carpet's mine!
I need a new rug.
So we went around and we're looking at stuff. It definitely, I didn't even think about that. That is for sure the homeless Amazon spring warehouse, clearing warehouse. Oh my God. But yeah, so we were driving around there and it's so fun. It's fun not because we're getting stuff, really. It's fun to snoop because we went through all the rich neighborhoods. We went through all of the rich neighborhoods, and it's fun to snoop and see what people are throwing out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also fun to see, like you said, there's a bunch of people driving around. It's fun to see the people who are out and about, and it's always the people you can just picture what they're. Think of the Berlin Wall guy that you're the Cold War vet that you know.
People just carrying cinder blocks around.
Yeah, that's probably where he got that. Was a curb day. He was like, "Oh, piece of the Berlin Wall."
Yeah, no way.
I haven't seen this since I took it down.
But. You didn't have to get in any arguments with homeless people? Be like, no, you can't fit this in your tent.
No, I never saw any homeless people, honestly. There's not any homeless people really out in Grimes that I'm aware of. I've never seen anybody.
They're there,
I'm sure.
Good stealth skills.
Yeah. There's a lot of wooded area. Once we start deforesting, they'll have to find new homes.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
But we took one thing. That we found. Mm. And that was we found construction cones that somebody put in their pile.
Those were clearly stolen, but okay.
Yeah. Well, and then we stole them then. Because traffic cones are great. You know what the best part about having traffic cones are?
You can guarantee a parking spot.
Yes. And that's the best part about them is if long as you put them out with authority, nobody questions why you're putting them out. You can literally cut off an entire street and nobody will be like, well, I guess we can't. And nobody's going to ask why there are cones out.
Yeah.
They just go, oh, I guess we got to keep going.
Yeah.
You just have to do it with authority.
Or just when nobody's looking.
Yeah, exactly. It's awesome. That's why having them around is great. So we took them.
I can't wait till that's how you start getting your parking spots in downtown when you go do your shows. And just go mark your spot with those in advance. Go.
Oh, I've thought about it. I actually talked to Alex about it. I was like, I should keep one of these in my car so we can just like so I can save spots downtown and stuff. What I really want to do is we live across the street from a church, and we have these parking spots that are kind of on our yard, right? They're in our yard, but not in our yard. And it's weird. I don't like it. And it's like they just park. And sometimes these people park in our yard. It's very annoying.
Oh, if they're on their property, you can slash their tires.
I've thought about it. Dude, I think that I've said this before, and I'll say it again on this podcast. I think it should be legally allowed if somebody parks crooked in a parking lot and takes up two spots, you should be able to allow to slash their tires. If they're too lazy to move it there, now they can't move it at all, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's a fair trade.
I do, too. That sounds good.
But, yeah, I just want to use these cones, though, to block these the churchgoers from parking in our driveway just to piss them off one time. I just want to see if they'll come say anything to me, and I'll be like, dude, I don't know. The city put them out this morning. I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. Take it. Go ask the Lord. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's either that
but
or...
But I believe the Lord gave me these cones to block these
I mean,
people.
You got a yard. Just dump all your, like, shit on it, like grass clippings, leaves.
And then I think I got to get rid of that because it's too close to the road. So then the city would have a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, but I found that. But here's the best part, right? So we're coming home and stop. I have to get gas for in the morning. So we stop on our little gas station here in town. And I decided to go in and get a treat because I'm a fatty. And I go inside, and I buy my treat. And at this time, I'm walking back out, and Alex is hysterically laughing in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I go, what? What's going on? She goes, I got it on video. And she's like, the lady who was pumping gas before us when I got there drove off with the hose still in her fucking car.
Okay.
And she got it on video and everything, and I was, and she just, she, the lady stopped for a second after it ripped off, because those things are designed to come off.
Yeah.
And, like, stopped, thought about, like, getting out, and then just drove off.
Yeah, souvenir.
Yeah, right. And I was like, well, free gas pump. You can do a lot of cool things with that.
Yeah, you can siphon gas out of other people's car.
Yeah. You could make a really cool new pipe out of it. There's the carb.
You get the handle.
This will smoke meth nastily.
You won't believe how well this hose burns.
The rubber gets you extra high.
Yeah, exactly. Those forever chemicals really boost you to the next level.
I'm forever high now. But I turned to Alex and I was like, oh man, okay, well, I got to go inside. Give me that video because I'm going to go show the gas station attendant. And that way she can see the license plate and all that stuff. Now, I have to I told you that story to also tell you this before I go inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, too, before I got home from work, a guy had a flat tire in the garage. And I tried to help this guy. I tried to be a good Samaritan, right?
Mm-hmm. By slashing his
it
other
didn't
one.
Work. Yeah.
They're even.
Yeah. Now you can't drive on neither side.
Now don't lean one way or the other.
I tried to help him. I even brought out my tire iron. It was a weird thing where he had different shaped bolts on his fucking, and he didn't have the ones he needed. And I tried to help him. It didn't work. And so then I'm just standing there at one point, and I finally go, well, man, I'm sorry. I can't really do much more than this to help you, like, because we don't have the right tools. And he's like, yeah, okay, well, that's fine. Thanks. Bye. Like, I just got that, which sucks because I wanted to help because you help to get the big, like, oh, thanks, man, for all the help. You're a lifesaver. But there's nothing worse than trying to help somebody and getting nothing out of it. Right?
No.
What? You don't think so?
No, you got the best scenario. Be like, oh, good. I don't... Hey, I gave the effort, but you fucking weird
but
duct taped
like
together tires.
But I didn't get a heartfelt thanks. That's what I want.
Yeah, you just go, yeah, no fucking problem.
But I'm just supposed to be passive aggressive back?
Yeah.
Like, fine, you piece of shit.
Yeah, glad I could help you, you fat piece of shit.
Yeah, so I drove away from work feeling like a complete failure because I was like, damn, I didn't help that guy at all. I took all this time and didn't even help the guy. This sucks.
Yeah.
So now I'm walking in to this gas station like, okay, cool. I get to redeem myself today because I'm going to show them, and they'll be really thankful that I got this video.
I didn't give a shit. And
I walk in. The lady's on the phone who is working the cash register, and she's a manager. I've seen her in there before. And I go, hey, I just want to let you know my girlfriend got this on video. The people across over there who were pumping the gas next to us drove off with the pump in their gas tank still, and they detached the hose and drove off with it. And she goes, was it the blue car out there? And I was like, yeah, I got the license plate and stuff. And she goes, oh, it's fine. She goes, hey, Dad, tell Cheryl to turn around. She came, she fucking drove off with her hose in it.
I was waiting for the again.
Dude, I went, oh, you know who that was?
Yo,
like,
see,
oh, yeah.
This is the bad thing about a smaller town. Yeah, I mean, that's basically the equivalent of a bar fly.
Yeah, the old Casey's regular.
Yeah.
Dude, I laughed so hard walking out of there because of the fact that she knew who it was. I went back to the car to tell Alex it, and I was like, I opened the door because I was laughing. I was like, you're not going to fucking believe this.
She forgot two Casey's pizzas.
Yeah, they're ours now. Yeah, I was like, of course this person knows who this is. And it's just, yeah, it's like you said, it's a small town thing.
That's insane that they'd even try to make off with that. It's like, oh, we got a new jump rope. Oh, they want it back.
Yeah, they ended up driving back before we left.
With it still in?
Leaving. No, oh. It wasn't still in. They must have stopped and pulled it out. But I just thought it was hilarious that she was on the phone with her dad and said, hey, tell Stacy to come back. She's got the fucking
How funny would that be? That thing's driving around like a high-speed skip it, and they're trying to figure out. People are jumping over this thing.
It fucking kicks up and breaks their back window.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It whips up like fucking Indiana Jones just came through.
Yeah. It's crazy how often that actually happens, because Alex was telling me she watched a video like on Reels or something.
What?
It
happens.
It happens apparently often, because she was saying she saw a video online of somebody doing this exact thing, and literally earlier that yesterday, and then she saw it happen in real life. Art imitates life, dude.
Yeah. Well, hopefully Trank gets here soon. So that way those people aren't moving.
Yeah, no shit. Well, I didn't see them bring the hose back, so it might be a pipe now.
Yeah, maybe. Duct taped it up. It's a extension to the water hose.
Oh, it's a gravity bong for sure.
The longest one.
Hit the pump, bro. You want to get a pump in?
Oh. and I wanted to tell you the PI we have for this week.
Ooh, yeah,
the,
PI.
Person was asking, how do I tell my 19-year-old son that's mad at me for hiring a 17-year-old babysitter to watch him that it's okay?
17-year-old babysitter.
Yep.
Babysitting a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
I think that kid's got to look in the mirror a little bit. He got to tell him, be like, bud, let's go over your track record about what's happened.
Now, 19-year-old guy, 17-year-old girl, mm-hmm. I don't know age restrictions, but that's problematic.
It is problematic. Maybe he's maybe she's stronger than him. Is the kid wheelchair bound?
paraplegic.
Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like this dad's leaving out details. It's like, hey, we'll tell you how to tell it's okay.
Yeah.
We just need to know other details.
No, I feel like it's one of those kids that are just like, I just got to sit on my computer.
This kid's on a Hot Pocket diet for sure.
Mm. Cup of noodles?
Cup of noodles, Hot Pocket diet. Like, there's no way like he could, this girl's going to, fight him off.
That's,
you know,
cool.
She's gonna fight him off.
I don't know. She could be a UFC fighter.
Yeah, it's Amanda Nunes. just putting him in Brazilian chokeholds.
Joke's on her. That's his kink.
Yeah. I don't know. How are you gonna tell? How would you tell a 19-year-old son that this is okay?
Well, I mean, first things first. You got to check age of consent by state. But I was like, I mean, depending on the state, you could be like, hey, porn start this way.
Oh, okay. So you're going to try to just pitch him all the positives.
Yeah. And then when anything happens, you yell at him like a coach.
Okay. That makes sense. That's a good way to do it. Okay. I'm on board with this.
Yeah. Why? What were you thinking?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how you even navigate this. Also, like, Can we just talk about the fact that the 17-year-old female babysitter was totally okay with coming over and babysitting your 19-year-old? Like, she didn't have any questions?
Or like, there had to be
like
questions.
Hesitance about this?
There had to be questions, because that's right. Crazy.
This is what I'm once you said UFC fighter, and she's got to be a bodybuilder or something. You know what I mean? Like, she's just this is a big bitch coming over to dominate
China.
This dude. Yes, China. Oh, you're going to have one night in China. And she's going to rule like Mao Zedong, dude.
She just listens to nothing but House of Pain just to set the mood.
She's bench pressing this kid the whole fucking time. You are weight now.
Got to get my reps in.
Yeah. Yeah, how did she not have any questions? Like, there had to be some kind of...
I think
this is a Craigslist ad that got answered for sure. Listen, I need somebody
I need somebody to watch my kid. The must category says must be good with a knife at minimum. Have a carry license.
Must have a good... It must be good at editing manifestos.
Yeah. It was just a stupid thing that I just came across. And it's like,
do you think that one's real? Because sometimes these PIs, I wonder if they're real. That one doesn't seem real.
It
something about
doesn't,
it.
But unless
seems like a Chris Hansen fish.
Ooh.
Why were you trying to babysit? Ooh. Why were you trying to get a 17-year-old babysitter? Why don't you have a seat?
Yeah, exactly. I'm here. Want to babysit me?
Yeah. The only baby you'll be sitting on is me.
And was this you that said, I will change your Pampers?
Yeah. It says here, you're into high school play.
Fucking weird. Homie, don't play that.
Yeah. I feel like this PI is definitely a Chris Hansen sting.
They're just trying to get people to respond. Be like, yep, that's them. Got them.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, anybody who commented nice underneath that is all on a list now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And meanwhile, it just has like has the gif of The Rock coming out and going, we got him.
We got him. We got him. Ladies and gentlemen.
We got him.
We got him. You know what else we got, Nathan?
A network for your eyes and ears. Check all of our entire network for free. PuntingGame.com. Go give it a look-see. Also, give a look-see over to YouTube.com and type in Comic Wade Taylor with no spaces. Again, that's Comic Wade Taylor. You get clips of this show, not worth the time, and you get clips of his stand-up. Plus, you can go check out everything there, full episodes, you name it. So again, like and subscribe, hit that ring a ding ding button and comment and all the other stuff. Yeah, but no, seriously, just go subscribe to that. You get up-to-date information on YouTube. Again, that's Comic Wade Taylor. But back on puntinggame.com, get some merch.
That's right, everybody. Head over to the Punting Game shop where you can find t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, stickers, all sorts of cool stuff to represent your favorite shows here at puntinggame.com. So get yourself something cool for this summer. We got some brand new designs. Go ahead and rep your favorite show with a nice new t-shirt this summer. And don't forget to use promo code WGAF. That's promo code WGAF, and they get you free shipping at checkout.
Mom, she can't watch me. She just stole the hose from the gas station.
I was trying to get the pump.
Who is there?